Hallelujah. Glory to God. I have some. We're just going to get into it. I found out from the word, and I'm still learning, and that's the way it ought to be. If you're a student of the word, you ought to be learning what the teacher is teaching. If you're a student, you ought to be learning. You should be learning what is taught. Am I right?
Amen.
Amen. So we're gonna move forward in this. We started out talking about it. Anybody remember what we was talking about? What is the thought? What is the subject? Anybody remember? What is it? It's already done. It's already done, and is it okay we do some investigating? Would that be all right? Two of y'all ready for it. If I can prove by the word that you are, you have what God says, would you believe it and receive it and walk in it? Or would you continue to do something else? I believe you're going to walk in this. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's already done. Everything that God needed to do for you to be free. Hello. For you to have the provision in life that you need is already done. Now what we're going to talk about, how to appropriate it, how to execute, how to receive and execute, how to administrate, to walk in this truth that is the truth. Open your Bible with us this morning to the book of Ephesians, chapter 1. Ephesians, chapter 1. Verse 4. Ephesians, chapter 1. Verse 4. I want this in the amplified, not the classic. I want it in the amplified if we have it. If we don't have it, I'm going to read it from here. Hallelujah. And no, he's going to have to stay, and because I'm going to need him in just a little bit. Amen. Jarvis going to help me preach this morning.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Last Sunday, we read from Ephesians chapter 1, with our main text. I'm going to pick up verse 4 this morning. Last Sunday, we read, "Blessed be to God. I'm reading, just leave that on the screen. I'm reading from what we read last Sunday to get to where we're going today. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Notice it said, blessed be the God. Amen. Of our Father. Our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Who what? Has blessed us with what? How many blessings? All spiritual blessing where? In heavenly places in Christ. That means that has to include every blessing, whether I'm in heaven, whether in heaven on earth, because I'm in Christ on earth. Aren't you in Christ on this earth? So that means I'm blessed with every blessing, no matter where the blessing, where I am, the blessing has come to me because God has blessed me with it. God has blessed you with it. Now, our next scripture we emphasized last week was 2 Peter 3:18. How many remember that one? And he said, do what? But grow. Don't change our screen. Because you should have this. You don't have it, you go home and look it up. But grow what? In the grace. But do what? Grow in the grace and knowledge of our what? Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to get some knowledge, revelation knowledge of what happened, who you are, why you shouldn't be moved. And I want to pick up at verse 4. Since we're blessed, it says, just as in him, just as in his love, what happened? Just as in his love, he did what? Chose us. Where? In Christ. Actually, he did what? Selected us. For who? Now, where do you see anywhere in there that sin is appropriate? What about disease? What about wife beating? Well, we'll find out. I have a right to beat my wife. So let's find out something here. All right. He selected us for who? As his who? Own. When? When did he do this? Oh, before this world was laid out, we was already selected. He already had it planned. Now, anybody that far and anybody that wise in detail, I shouldn't have any problem following him. I shouldn't have any trouble trusting him. Before the foundation of the world, why did he do it? So that we would be how? Holy, not just some kind of hair do we wear. Or some kind, or just words that we say, it's a lifestyle we live. And holy is living like God. You want to know what holiness is? Just look at God. Just find out what God says and what he does and just live like him. You'll be living holy. You can't get no holier than that. So that we should be holy, that we would be holy. How else? And what else? And that is consecrated, and that's what holiness is, consecrated and what? Set apart for him. Where do we find any place in there that he left for us to fool with the devil?